I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The sixth year of the war in Iraq has begun. The war remains the biggest foreign policy issue in the 2008 presidential election campaign, and the contrast between the Republican, John McCain, and the two Democratic candidates is stark. But as The World's Matthew Bell reports, all three candidates have yet to fill in the blanks.
The American public appears to have a more positive view of the war in Iraq than it did a year ago. For the first time since 2006, a recent Pew Research poll found that about half of respondents say U.S. troops should stay in Iraq until the situation is stabilized. That's got to be music to the ears of John McCain. Speaking in London today, McCain said Americans agree with him that the so-called surge strategy in Iraq is working.
And having just come from Iraq, I can tell you unequivocally that the situation has improved dramatically over the last year. Iraqi people are going about their normal lives, but the fact is Al-Qaeda is on the run. They are not defeated. They are not defeated.
McCain said voters in the U.S. presidential election have a choice. Withdraw from Iraq, let Al-Qaeda win and watch the country collapse, or see this strategy through to a functioning democracy in Iraq. Another thing about American public opinion in all this, people may be seeing more progress now, but a solid majority still appears to believe that going to war in Iraq was a mistake.
Despite the fact that people are convinced that the war is going better, it hasn't caused them to think that the war was a good idea.
Political science professor John Mueller of Ohio State University.
Basically, what people are doing, I think, is doing a rough cost-benefit analysis. What are we getting out of it, and how much is it costing us? And as the costs go up or the benefits go down, people will drop off the bandwagon.
Mueller says the pattern has been the same since the Korean War, and that's where things could become difficult for John McCain. His Iraq strategy can be boiled down to two words: never surrender. Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says McCain deserves a lot of credit for his support of the so-called surge, but he says McCain still needs to address the question.
What comes next? We all know that we're in the process of reducing the forces that were added during the surge, and we'll go from the current 20 brigades or 19 down to 15 where we had been before. But what's the strategy over the next few years for getting down to a much smaller number? And McCain made this unfortunate comment, I think unfortunate even from his own self-interest, that perhaps we would stay 100 years in Iraq. Well, I think I know what he meant by that. But he's got to explain, what does he mean by that?
The Democrats say they know what needs to come next, and that's a withdrawal.
Senator McCain and President Bush claim withdrawal is defeat. Well, let's be clear. Withdrawal is not defeat. Defeat is keeping troops in Iraq for 100 years.
Hillary Clinton gave a detailed speech about her plan for Iraq this week, and she portrayed herself as the most qualified candidate to bring American troops home responsibly and safely. Barack Obama made a similar argument, though with fewer operational details, in his own Iraq speech this week. Obama focused on the theme of ending the war that should not have been started in the first place.
When you have no overarching strategy, there is no clear definition of success. Success comes to be defined as the ability to maintain a flawed policy indefinitely. Here is the truth. Fighting a war without end will not force the Iraqis to take responsibility for their own future. And fighting in a war without end will not make the American people safer.
Obama says he would pull U.S. combat troops out of Iraq in about 16 months. Clinton says she would begin to bring the troops home within 60 days. They both say consulting U.S. military commanders is key, but there's no consensus among those commanders on the question of how fast to draw down the number of American troops. Another thing that gets lost in the campaign rhetoric about ending the war is just how difficult the logistics are.
A withdrawal to where you can be under attack as you withdraw is one of the hardest operations to do.
Joe Sestak is a Democratic congressman from Pennsylvania and a former admiral in the U.S. Navy.
Being on the offense is where you just go in and the timing and everything is of your choosing. Trying to extract yourself, close down your bases, under potentially hostile fire, down roads that people know on the other side you might be going, is truly a challenging issue.
Sestak says it took a full 6 months to get 6,000 troops out of Somalia back in the early 1990s. If all goes as smoothly as possible, he guesses it would take at least 2 years to bring the bulk of U.S. troops home from Iraq. Then, how many do you leave behind? Both Senators Clinton and Obama say a certain number of American forces would have to stay in Iraq or in the immediate neighborhood for critical counterterrorism missions and for protecting U.S. assets like the embassy in Baghdad. And if the Democrats plan on leaving non-combat forces there to support the Iraqi military as well, that residual force could amount to tens of thousands of American troops staying indefinitely. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.